At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is great to be with you guys today. I am coming from Arizona at the Airbnb before we go set up for our events. That starts today, which I'm super excited about, over at Salt Tacos and Tequila in the Westgate District. So if you're around, come say what's up. Come say hi. But what our show is going to be over today, previewing and kind of what to watch for in this 49ers versus Cardinals game. Obviously, the game doesn't have the impact that we're used to with the 49ers, no doubt. This game has no bearing on playoffs for either team. This game has no bearing on schedule for either team. The only kind of metric that could be changed or variable is draft position next year. And so, and even that's relatively slight because the 49ers are picking 11th currently. Even if they lose, they probably stay at 11th because the only team that you could pass would be the Saints. But I think they beat us. They have a softer schedule than us, so I don't see there's any really way, shape, or form for us to go up. 11's kind of it, and the furthest we could fall is 14. So if we win, a couple other teams lose, perhaps you could drop. So 11 to 14 is kind of that bracket for the 49ers. But despite all of that, I think that there's still so much that you can gain from this. We're going to go over injuries, who's playing, who's out, a lot of guys out. But this game matters on what you build forward, who you bring back, who are fits, who has fight, who has passion, all those different things. That's what's key this week. So especially with a team where you've had Ambry Thomas, you know, throwing hissy fits on social media, you've had Devondre Campbell quitting in the middle of a game when the playoffs are on the line, you have to figure out this is who we are. And the crazy thing is, I actually think that Devondre Campbell incident, very positive experience for the 49ers because it kind of galvanized and brought everybody together. Like, are we here? Or are we not here? Ambry Thomas clearly showed he's not here. That dude's gone. Thank God. But for the rest of the team, I think it was kind of like a sacrificial lamb. Like, let's put all our bad juju on Devondre Campbell and let's move on. Let's move on. So I think that was good, but this game matters. It's a division game. And you have a chance to kind of keep the low man on the totem pole. The Cardinals, yes, they're ahead of us. They finished third. They've already beaten us once this year. But you don't want to get swept by not one but two division opponents. You got swept by the Rams. Rams are terrible. You don't want to get swept by the Cardinals as well. They beat us in week three in one of those horrible fourth quarter comebacks allowed. You know, Nick Sorensen giving up 11 points in the fourth quarter. That's kind of been his OMO this entire season, just falling apart in the fourth quarter. So we'll see what that's at. We'll see the Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. This is episode 1301, which is awesome. Shout out to Josh, the executive producer on today's show. He always crushes it whenever we do these. Jeremy, basically the winning affects our draft pick. The best we can do is probably 11, maybe 10, but that's a long shot. And 14th is as far as you can fall. So 11 to 14, that's where as far as it goes. And yeah, I'm excited to see what Dobbs could do too. You got a little bit of a revenge game factor. You know, Dobbs started for Arizona last year, then they traded him away. He played really good for Arizona against us, actually, as well. So appreciate all the hashtag CCs, you guys being out here. Now, the Cardinals are 7-9. Obviously, they have a better record than us, but if we beat them, they will pass us in draft position. So they're at 14. We would probably flip-flop 14 to 11. They started slow and basically fell off a cliff right after that. They have lost 5 out of 6 games after they were in first place for the division for like a week and a half, and then they lost 5 out of 6. They've got one quality win against the Chargers, which they won a super close game. I think it went to overtime. But just not a good team defensively. Offensively, can't figure out their identity. If they did have an identity, they don't have it this week because James Conner, who they extended, he's going to be in this division for a while. James Conner has destroyed the 49ers when he plays them. We're a bad tackling football team, and he kind of exasperates that because he's one of the most physical running backs in the NFL, and we have struggled with him. Well, he's on IR, so he's not going to play in this last game of the season, and he's the one that's always gave us fits. So even if they did have an identity, they don't really have it this week with James Conner not being in. Now, Kyler Murray, obviously playmaker. Marvin Harrison Jr., very disappointing rookie season. He's at like a 48% success rate. He's got 110 passing targets. I mean, they're throwing the ball to him ridiculous amount. He's just not coming down with them very consistently. So just an average team across the board with quality coaches, but it's not coming across the film late. I remember going over their tape week 3, we played them. So we broke down their tape heading into that game. And I was like, man, this is a very well-coached team. In my notes, I was like, man, defensively, they are spot on. Now, later in the year, I go back through their tape again last week, and I'm like, ooh, this is not the same team. And they are not coached to the same level. They're not playing with confidence. They're not playing sound defense. And, you know, Jonathan Gannon, is he the guy there long-term? And everybody want to talk about firing Shanahan. They're like, what do you do with a guy with Jonathan Gannon who hasn't even sniffed second place in the division yet? Now, it's only been 2 years, and he is the lowest paid head coach in the NFL, so you kind of get a bargain bin, whatever. Cardinals have lower expectations than almost everybody else. So what do you do with them? Now, again, offensively, James Conner's been the guy. Trey McBride, their tight end, he is an absolute rising star. He could be issues for us. Kyler Murray, you know, was there a Call of Duty update this weekend? I don't know. I think there was. That's not going to bode well for him. Defensively, a lot of young, promising players, Jalen Thompson, Garrett Williams, Mack Wilson Sr., Max Melton, who was a, you know, fan favorite in our draft process last year. They've got guys on their team that are kind of like, okay, this is a player to get excited about. But blue chippers, I think it's Trey McBride, Buda Baker. That's it. And I don't think there's another blue chipper on their team. And when we get to the part of our episode where we do like blue chip matchups, best matchups for them, us, it was pretty easy to do for us this time. You know, you go back to the Lions game and it was like, man, it's hard to find one strength or positive matchup that favors the 49ers. This game, you could do 5 or 6. And yes, the 49ers are injured, but here's what's crazy. We have the exact same number of people on injured reserve. We both have 17 players on IR. Now, the major difference is not only do we have the 17 players on IR, but who we have out this week. Brock Purdy's out. Debo's out. Spencer Burford's out. Demo's out. Robert Beal Jr.'s out. So you're talking 1, 2, 3, not just starters, but your quarterback, your number one quarterback, Debo, wherever you put him in that, and then your number one defensive back in D'Amador Lenore. So, like, not only do we have 17 players on IR like they do, the premium position players on IR is just a killer. And then DFF is doubtful. Not that I'm excited that he's hurt, but I would rather see Jalen Graham and D Winners and Tatum Bethune get those linebacker three snaps instead of DFS. We know what DFF is, which is not very good. So I do not expect DFF to play. He's doubtful. And then questionable, George Kittle, Isaac Yeadon, Colton McKivitz, Jair Brown. Hopefully all those guys play, but a lot of major issues. Now you look at the Cardinals, they don't have anybody out. They have their 17 IR players, and that's it. Questionable, Sean Murphy Bunting, their number one corner. Mack Wilson, their number two linebacker. Jackson Barton, offensive lineman. Michael Wilson, hamstring, but they're all questionable. The one, not the one, I mean, they have 17 players on IR. They're missing their top tackle, their second tackle, and their third offensive tackle. So they are, we're playing, this is a backup tackle game for both teams. Every single team's injured in the NFL currently. There's you're not going to get sympathy from anybody. But again, I have to push back on the narrative. And I know that this upset a lot of people last week. Not the goal of this. The 49ers are not a bad team because of injuries. Did injuries help? No. But there are teams that are as injured and more injured that are doing way better than us. Now, perhaps the injuries aren't as key as other things, but I hate to tell you this. If you're one of the people that just keep saying, well, the injuries just wasn't our year, that is not the case. I do not care if you had Lawrence Taylor out there playing opposite Bosa. With Nick Sorensen as a defensive coordinator, this team will never aspire to greatness. I don't like to be the negative guy, but that guy ain't it. This special teams unit, worst in the NFL. Our coaching and our lack of talent evaluation is way worse than the injuries. Way worse. The turnovers, the lack of fourth quarter emphasis on offense, defense, and special teams. You got the worst kicker in the NFL in Jake Moody. I'm sorry. Like, yes, injuries play a factor. I'm not trying to say, like, they don't matter. They do. And you could argue the Niners have lost the most significant playing time with those injuries. But I'm telling you right now, if we were healthy, I don't think that this is a team that's competing for a 1 or 2 seed. We're not a very good football team this year. Can that change next year? Obviously. You've got to change some things.
It's a brand new year, and everybody has New Year's resolutions. Did you know only 8% of people stuck with their last year's New Year's resolution throughout the year? Well, who doesn't want to be better off financially? Well, here's the thing with Acorns. You go to there, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, your retirement, whatever your financial needs are. And here's the thing, you don't have to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits your goals. And you don't need to be rich. You can start with $5, even just your spare change, and they can round up your transactions. That's what I do personally. I've been using this same feature for at least 4 or 5 years now on Acorns. So whether you don't have time, you don't have a lot of money, it doesn't matter. This is where Acorns comes into effect for you because they help you get there. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. And I am proud to say that this episode is brought to you by Acorns. Paid client endorsement, compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers. It's playoff time, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while you watch the playoffs. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. So sign up today with our code 49ers, 49ERS. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So if you think Brock Purdy is going to throw for more than 1.5 touchdowns or Lamar Jackson 250 pass yards the following week, man, that's where it's at. And my favorite thing is it's just simple. You pick 2 players, more or less, and then you're golden. So download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly. After you play your first $5 lineup, again, download the app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first game on Prize Picks. Run your game.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And again, bright spot, in the past, the 49ers have not had any opportunities to replace exiting coaches that have been, you know, poached from us because we're playing in the NFC Championship 4 out of 5 years. All the other jobs are filled. This year, we're not even in the playoffs. So for the first time since 2020, 49ers are going to get first dibs on a lot of coaches. And I really hope they take advantage of that. You cannot be content with Brian Snyder. You cannot be content with Nick Sorensen. Those two adjustments have to be made. They really, really do. And the Niners have that opportunity to do that this year. You cannot waste. There's nothing that Nick Sorensen has shown you that you should keep him besides being a Kyle Shanahan yes man. That's it. All right. You can go back to when Nick Sorensen got the job. Why did Kyle hire you? Oh, you got to ask Kyle. I don't know. Like, he didn't even know. Pet rock personality coming across day one. You're going to have opportunities to get quality defensive coordinators, special teams coordinators that have experience that will help magnify the positives. Not one player has improved on special teams or defense in this entire season. Not one player. Not one. All of them have gotten worse. It's a coaching issue. And yeah, Shanahan, definitely to blame for lack of offense productivity, red zone issues, turnovers, abandoning the run game in the fourth quarter. But Kyle Shanahan's coming back. That's been established. That's not up for – it's up for debate, but it's not going to change. Jed York already said John and Kyle are coming back, and I think that's the right call. Now, you have another year like this, and if you're going to bet your career on Sorensen and Snyder again, next year you're in this position – yeah, I'm with you. Then it's time to kind of move on. And I would not be opposed to replacing Chris Forster, which breaks my heart because he's like one of my favorite coaches. I could listen to that dude talk all day. He is incredible. But the fact that he not only stayed with Aaron Banks and Jake Brendel and Colton McKivitz this entire run, despite their play all going down, and then you see not one, but two, but three backups come in and outplay Aaron Banks, and then you get back up there again and say, yeah, Aaron Banks improved this year. He was the worst guard probably in the NFL consistently. We have the worst center in the NFL consistently. And that's got to fall on somebody. I love Forster. I do not want to see him go. Like, he is a beloved man in my eyes. I've never talked to him or met him, but, like, I love this dude. However, you cannot just stick with these loyalty players' draft picks that are subpar. You can't do it. And he is the epitome of, it doesn't matter how bad you play, how inconsistent you are, the fact that you've never corrected these same mistakes that happen over and over and over and over and over again, we're going to stick with you anyway because you're my buddy. That's rough. That's rough. So, yeah, right here, Jorge. What's your take on why Moody is still on the roster after missing so many kicks, including missed extra points? He missed three kicks in all three playoff games. So one miss per playoff game, including the Super Bowl. He's the worst of the worst. But you get nothing from cutting him. His talent is there. Obviously, highest drafted kicker in the NFL. But if you can't make kicks, extra points, you can't even do touchbacks anymore and kickoffs, it's time to move on. I think they'll bring somebody in to have competition with them in training camp, which I hate. That's a wasted roster spot, but you had to do it last year too. I'm cutting ties and moving on. It's just, man, signed by somebody off the street. Every single kicker we brought in to replace Moody when he was injured was better. Every single one of them. Every single punter that we brought in to replace Mitch Wisnowski has been better in training camp, preseason, and Pat O'Donnell. Like, come on, man. Like, why are we sticking with these guys that we're paying a premium for? We're paying like $2 million plus for a punter that's not good. He had one good season out of six. And you have the highest drafted kicker who's the worst kicker in the NFL. Literally the worst kicker in the NFL. Misuse of resources, cap, and draft on special teams. And we still have the worst special teams. We still suck. We still suck. Now, if we look at just kind of the PFF overall rankings, they disagree on a lot of the things I just said. So for the 49ers, the PFF rankings, unit rankings, offense were fourth. Defense were 15th. That's average. Special teams were 10th. Overall, the 49ers are 8th. Yet, dead last in the worst division in football. PFF falls short in a lot of areas. Now, the Cardinals in that same PFF snapshot, offense, they're 9th. Defense, 24th. Special teams, 18th. Overall, 17th. These are two non-good football teams, no matter what PFF tries to tell us. Now, Jonathan Gannon's their head coach. Let's just learn a little bit about their coaching staff real quick. He's 11-22 in his 2 years. Yet, I think he's got a little bit of job security just because the Cardinals are the Cardinals, very dysfunctional. They would prefer to save money. And so I don't think they're going to shift over just yet. Now, his coaching career, Jonathan Gannon, started off at Louisville as a student assistant. Then he joined the Falcons in 2007 as a defensive quality control coach. He was a scout for the St. Louis Rams for 3 years and then jumped over to the coaching side, Tennessee Titans, Minnesota Vikings, Colts, and then the Eagles. That's where he kind of got famous whenever they broke the record for sacks in a season. That's when they played us in the NFC Championship. Brock Purdy got hurt, and then he got hired as the Arizona coach. Drew Petsing is their offensive coordinator that a lot of people were saying this could be one of the new head coaches. It hasn't gone well. Before the season, it was like, keep an eye on Drew Petsing. He could be one of the next young offensive, you know, guru, whatever. It hasn't happened. Hasn't been very, very good. This is first offensive coordinator job. He worked under Mike Zimmer, Kevin Stefanski, all that stuff. Started off at Harvard, Boston College, Yale, then Cleveland, then Minnesota. He was with Minnesota forever, then back to Cleveland, and now he's with the Cardinals as their OC. And I don't think he's getting any job offers anytime soon. Their DC, Nick Rallis, who's kind of interesting. He was back with Gannon in Philadelphia, and he was with Petsing back in Minnesota. And so he was big-time high school player. He was the number 8 linebacker coming out of high school whenever he graduated. But this might be one of the guys that gets fired this year. They were 32nd last year in defense. They've been terrible this year. Started off at Wake Forest, then Minnesota, Philly. Hasn't been coaching very long. Again, they have a very, very young coaching staff. That's not getting it done. Do they have the personnel? Like I said, they've got the injuries. But they had a chance to make a move in the playoffs. What was the game? And they got beat. Like, not just beat, like Carolina took it to them and knocked them basically out of the playoffs. Carolina, it was an overtime game. I get that. But like Carolina ended their season 36-30 in overtime with the playoffs on the line. It's just not a good team yet. Kyler Murray is getting paid a ridiculous amount of money and his contract is terrible. I think it's the second worst contract in the NFL next to Deshaun Watson. Everybody always wants to talk quarterbacks and like, oh, they're getting paid this much per year. And what that doesn't matter. You look at the cap issues year after year and the fully guaranteed, they pushed all of their chips in on Kyler Murray. And Kyler Murray's got elite status, whatever, but it's just, man, you're tied to this guy. Just walking around in Arizona, We got in yesterday, and you know, we're wearing our Niners gear everywhere we go and talking to fans, which is cool. Every single Cardinals fan we found was like, man, we got to get rid of Kyler Murray. We got to get rid of Kyler Murray. He ain't going nowhere. He's not going anywhere. Yeah, it's rough, man. So we'll see. I'm glad that they paid him what he is, and I'm not too worried that he's in our division. They could have had Bosa. Now, the history of this matchup, the 49ers are up six. 49ers have won 36 games to the Cardinals 30. And the last time we played was week three, the Cardinals – or sorry, week five. I think I said week three earlier too. It was week five. Cardinals beat us 24-23. This was like the beginning of the end of the season already. You already gave up the Rams come-from-behind victory. Then you gave up the Cardinals come-from-behind victory. Cardinals scored 11 points in the fourth quarter to come back and win. Moody missed the kick in the game. It's just like a complete microcosm of the whole season. Brock Purdy threw two picks. You know, just not good. Jordan Mason was amazing. He had a fumble, 14 rushes, 89 yards. Like, there were a lot of good things that happened. Ayuk had the best game of his year, 8 catches, 147 yards. Kittle, 8 catches, 64 and a touchdown. Just lost. They wanted it more. They went out. They got it. And it's just like, man, like, if you could change, like, one or two games, this season would have been different. You change the Rams, you change that Cardinals game, everything's different. You're still playing for a playoff spot, but it's not the way it went. It's not the way it went. Now, if we look at the Cardinals' defense, their rankings, they're really bad. 14th in points allowed, that's average, 18th in yards, 27th in turnovers. They've only forced seven interceptions as a defense, and two of those came against us in week five, and Brock Purdy gave those away. And so they're not good. They're fourth in passing touchdowns. That's one of the positives. 20th in rush yards. They're 28th in third downs. They're not a good defense. Max Melton, Buda Baker, Kaiser White, that's kind of their three staples that they have. Their defensive line is complete. Everybody's injured on their defensive line. Linebackers, they can be taken advantage of. You really, really can. And not an exceptional unit by any way, shape, or form. And before we jump over to talking about their offense, I know I'm going through them relatively quickly, but I want to get to more of your questions and comments. You know, all year, we're shifting over. We're half foot in draft, half foot in, you know, this season. But if you want to get the best 49ers draft content that's centered around the 49ers, the 49ersrush.com is the place to get it.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the 49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the 49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the 49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Now, if you are in Arizona, you got to come say what's up today at Salt. We're going to be there from 2 to 6. Doors open at 12, but our event starts there. And it's not just going to be us. Shout out to the AZ Niner Empire and X Group Hospitality. None other than bar none, William Floyd is going to be in the house today. So if you want to meet the legend, I wore 40 in high school because of William Floyd. So he's going to be partying with us today. Get your tickets, 49ersrushroadtrip.com. And then we have unlimited drinks, food, you name it, at our tailgate tomorrow. Those you have to get tickets for. So head over there, 49ersrushroadtrip.com if you're in Arizona. Or if you know somebody in Arizona, come out, say what's up. I'd love to introduce myself and just say thank you, show my gratitude. And then you get to meet William Floyd, which would be awesome. I would absolutely love that. look at this 49 faithful. Get Purdy his extension Sunday at 6 p.m. So, for the first time, the CBA has a contingency clause in it that basically says no restructuring of contracts until the completion of the third regular season for a player. So, even if the 49ers wanted to extend Brock Purdy, they have not been able to do so. 49er faithful, 6 p.m. when this game ends. That is the official time that the 49ers can negotiate with the agent and Brock and try to get an extension done. So we're going to go from season over to Brock watch right off the bat. He will get extended. I truly do believe that. And again, everybody's going to be fixated on the wrong things. Don't pay attention to the average per year, the 60, the 55, the 50, the 65. That's not what's important. Those are all funny numbers that are inflated with guarantees and blah, 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 blahs. Pay attention to the fully guaranteed, where the 49ers outs are, where the extensions kick in. If you, and now, obviously, that's not going to be summarized in a tweet or a graphic on Instagram or whatever. So that's not what's going to be talked about on ESPN and NFL Network and on most shows. However, that is what's important. The average per year, not important. And the cap implications and all that stuff and, you know, the restructures, that's what's important. So I'm just saying, kind of chill out a little bit with the numbers that are being floated out there and, you know, what you're watching and getting upset over that stuff. Somebody's about to get generational wealth, and I freaking love it. I hope he gets a ridiculous amount of money, all those things. Depster, John, do you see the 49ers dragging their feet with Purdy like they always do? They don't want to because if you get the deal done early, then you're going to know what you have for free agency and all that stuff. So kind of like the deal that, you know, you get the deal done early like you did with Dre Greenlaw. You get the deal done early as you did with D'Amador Lenore. The Niners never want to drag their feet. They offered Ayuk and Debo and Bosa deals way early. The reason why those deals didn't get done were the players. Now, I'm not saying, you know, those players shouldn't have done that or whatever else. But we even had Brandon Ayuk stand up there and said, yeah, I made it harder than it was. Like, it was funny. It was a game to him. He didn't care. It wasn't about the team. It was all about him. That's all it was about. Now, always get the money that you can. And the Niners always want to get deals done earlier. Always, always, always. And with quarterback deals, the faster, the sooner, the better. Because that next deal just bumps it up, bumps it up, bumps it up. Now, we already know. The agent came out and said Brock Purdy's not taking a hometown discount, and he shouldn't. He's been one of the lowest paid quarterbacks in the NFL despite playing at a high level. Whether you put him in the top five or whatever, that's a whole nother argument. Brock's getting paid. And so I really hope that this deal does get done quick, way before free agency. I really, really hope that it does, but we'll see. And right here, back to 49 faithful. Draft protection early for Purdy. I want Texas tackle, please. You're talking Kelvin Banks. I love it. We've got a film breakdown up on him on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. Will Campbell, the tackle from LSU, that's up already. And once the season's over and I get through with all the film, take like 1 or 2 days off, then it's just all on draft coverage. So we're going to free agency, salary cap, all that stuff. So we're going to be spending a lot of time because we stay consistent all off season. We're not just here during the season. It's my full-time job, even in the off season. So we adjust and we pay attention to the future, which I'm excited about. But back to the present, 49ers do play tomorrow. The Cardinals offense, definitely better than their defense, but not great. 15th in points, average, 11th in yards, 17th in turnovers, 10th in first downs, 28th in passing touchdowns. That's rough whenever you're paying Kyler what you're paying him. That's an issue. 7th in rush yards, their identity, running the football. But James Conner's not there. So you've got Trey Benson and Amari DiMicardo going to be stepping in. You combine them on the year, they don't even have 100 carries. So they're getting an opportunity to see their rookie. I think we're going to see a lot of Trey Benson, who was, college teammates with two of our defenders. So you're going to see Renardo Green, Tatum Bethune, Trey Benson, who've been college teammates down at Florida State. Now they're playing against each other. That's going to be fun. I love those things. I love those connections. So 2nd in rush yards per attempt. That's the one stat that's like, okay, this is who they want to be. An effective, efficient running game. Can they do that without James Conner? Can they do that missing not one, not two, but their three top offensive tackles? They've got backups in there just like us. 22nd in the red zone. Usually Kyler Murray's pretty good at that. And that's kind of their strength is when Kyler Murray ad-libs, he's pretty damn good at it. Whenever Kyler Murray has to beat you from the pocket, he's got the arm for it. He's got the vision for it, but he can't do it consistently. He's proven that time and time again. Trey McBride's a freaking beast, probably the best player on their team, if I had to be honest. Marvin Harrison Jr., 110 targets, only 57 catches. He's got a 48% success rate. Not the great rookie year. People get upset, you know, about Pearsall and whatever else. They drafted that dude top five, and he has not done or lived up to what everybody thought. I thought he was going to be the best right off the bat. Malik Nabers and Brian Johnson Jr. 100% outperformed him with worse quarterback play. Yeah, Marvin Harrison, not that it's a bust. I'm not saying that at all, but it's definitely a letdown. You draft somebody top five, not great. Not great at all. Now, my favorite matchups this game, when the 49ers are on offense, Kittle versus the linebackers. If they're going to put linebackers on George Kittle, he's going to do what he does. Now, typically, they don't like to do that. They like to put their best, Buda Baker, on George Kittle. And that's my blue chip matchup of the week with the 49ers on offense. George Kittle, Buda Baker. I love it. Worth the price of admission. I just can't. Buda Baker is one of my favorite players. The year he got drafted, you know, draft day and Kevin Costner, where he like wads up the paper and it's like draft. I think it's Alex Mack or whatever his name was, no matter what. Buda Baker was my guy that year that I was like, dude, draft that dude no matter what. He's been killer. I hate that he's in our division, but such a good dude. Their best matchup is their linebackers who are great at run stuffing versus our running backs, whether that's Grindo, Patrick Taylor, whoever else we finally let carry the ball. You know, Debo's not back there. He's been our number two. So, will Shanahan trust Grindo? We'll see. The one thing that we do know is Kyle Shanahan will not trust the run game. It's three consecutive games under 20 carries. I expect that to continue. And a big reason why I don't have the 49ers winning this game is Shanahan just continues to abandon the run game. You're just going to throw nonstop. Maybe Josh Dobbs gets like 6-7 rush attempts because he is mobile. But got to stay true to that run game, man. Now, flip it. 49ers on defense. The best matchup for the 49ers, Bosa versus these backup offensive tackles. Barton, who's banged up and questionable. And then you've got Beachum, Kelvin Beachum, who's been a vet and kind of been a backup swing tackle his entire career. It's rough on these streets for tackles, man, for the 49ers and for the Cardinals. So their best matchup, I'm going to say Trey McBride versus D. Winters. I love D. Winters, and I'm glad he's getting these opportunities. I wish he would have started all year over Campbell. D. Winters struggled in pass protection pretty badly last week. He got abused by tight ends, running backs. It just was rough. So now what do? D. Winters, we're going to see your speed, your athleticism. He's got him off the charts. You got Trey McBride, who is balling out. Best blue chip, I'm going to say Kyler Murray versus Fred Warner. That is going to be a fun matchup to watch. Or you could say Marvin Harrison Jr. versus Renardo Green. I think that's going to be a fun one. There's some good matchups out there. I really do believe so. Now, let's get to our betting portion of the day, which I've got a couple bets for you guys I want to share. But I'm pretty excited about these 12 Days of Christmas. They keep putting out awesome things over on my book.
While other books make promises, my bookie delivers. This holiday season, the deck is in your favor with MyBookie's 12 Days of Christmas. Festive lineup and can't-miss opportunities for bettors to cash in. Risk-free Thursdays, NFL bets that you could bet, and if you don't hit, guess what? You don't lose any money. Super Boost and free bets are out there as well. Weekly casino giveaways, it only costs 50 cents to spend on bet soft slots to enter. I'm telling you, at MyBookie, it's not just about taking your bets. It's about giving you the tools to elevate your game with the road to New Orleans, bowl games, Christmas Day sports betting, NFL action, NBA doubleheaders. It's your season to win. And with the 12 Days of Christmas, which starts on December 19th, so don't wait, lock it in today. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, with your first deposit. MyBookie will give you a little extra to start your holiday hot. There's a reason MyBookie has been the go-to bettor and the betting sports book of the 49ers Rush podcast for 10 years. 10 years, guys, they have been doing this. Whether it's UFC, NFL, college ball, basketball, you name it. Now, rollovers do apply, and if you have questions, make sure to ask their customer service. They are A++. But whatever you bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
All right, probably my favorite bet of the day. I went pretty big on this. I went Pearsall over 33.5 receiving yards. I went really big on this. One, there's no Debo. Like, he has to play. The Dobbs-Pearsall connection, who knows what that looks like. But Shanahan refuses to run the ball. Now you've got a new quarterback. Their secondary is kind of sketchy, especially at the cornerback position. Yeah, I think Pearsall is going to get those opportunities. 33.5 receiving yards. I went pretty big. If you bet five, you get 4.6 back, so it's a little less than an even payout. But I went pretty big on that. And then my big gamble was Josh Dobbs' first touchdown score. He likes to run in the red zone. You bet five, you get 80 back if Josh Dobbs scores the first touchdown. So that's over at my book. You make sure you use 49ers. Let's get where that is. Now, I like these conversations. And I think, Jason, this is hilarious and true and awesome. I didn't even think about this. Shout out to Captain Jason, man. He says, McKivitz being the best tackle on the field says so much. That's weird to say, but I do think that you are correct. And to follow up with that, he says, you know, McKivitz wasn't even close to being the biggest issue we had all year. He wasn't. Is McKivitz bad? Yeah. Is he the number one issue on our offensive line? No. Is he the number two issue on our offensive line? No, he's not. Does he's a plus player in the run game. He's a negative player in the pass game. That's just who he's going to be. That's who he's going to be. But at least he does something. I would take five McKivitz over, I don't know, five Aaron Banks or five Jake Brindles. Like, Jake Brindle and Aaron Banks bring you nothing. You get nothing. Good day, sir. Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Like, you get nothing with those guys. They provide no upside in the run or pass game, period. Colton McKivitz at least has some positives. Do I want to replace Colton McKivitz? Yes. Yes, I do. And right here, again, 49er faithful. McKivitz is serviceable. Brindle and Banks have to go. That is well said. Very, very well said. So I'm not a McKivitz guy, but I believe right tackle's the least talented position in the NFL. Offense, defense, 22 starters each team. Right tackle is usually the worst position, worst talented player that you have across the NFL. And McKivitz kind of fits into that. Do I think that he's good? Do I think he's average? I don't. But center, there's only freaking 32. There's 64 tackles. You have the 35th center. I think he's 38 now because more centers play. Jake Brindle, and we've never let a backup even take a snap. We won't even let a backup take a snap. You look at Banks, and, man, Spencer Burford was better. Ben Bartsch was better. John Feliciano was better. Now we got Nick Zekiel. He's better. All of them have been better this year. Not even close. Got to get rid of Brindle. Got to get rid of Banks. And Banks' expiring contract. You just let him go. And I hope he gets paid. I love the dude. And, you know, maybe I got to do a better job of just saying, like, dude, Aaron Banks is the man. Off the field, what he does for the community, I've seen it firsthand. He's incredible. He plays through every injury imaginable, but he's always injured. Just, man, the play's just not there unless he's perfectly healthy. And he hasn't been perfectly healthy or in shape the entire time we've had him. I think he's had, like, 10 games his second year. That was, like, it. That was it. We'll see what that is. Now, I will say this, prediction-wise, again, if Shanahan just completely abandons the run, which right here, Miles Tate, he says, four rushes in the second half and two of them were not designed runs. Shanahan has always abandoned the run in the fourth quarter in one-score possession games. He abandoned the run in the second quarter. It was pretty bad from Isaac Garrido. It's pretty bad from the old line, but I mean, he just completely abandoned it in a close game. And you can say that so many times over and over again. I expect the same. And so because of that, I'm not going to predict the 49ers to win this game. If I knew the 49ers ran the ball 25 times, the Niners win this game. Like, if I just knew that. But we haven't even passed 20 rush attempts in three consecutive weeks with the playoffs on the line. and you have the lead in the fourth quarter against the Rams. You have a three-point lead, and you give up on the run game. Insane to me. I want to see guys out there with passion. I want to see a good game. I want to see guys that care. That, like, care more. Like, I want people that want to put on the uniform, that want to play, and just leave it all on the field. I don't want to see business decisions from corners that refuse to tackle. I don't want to see that crap. And we've seen a lot of it. So that's where we are. Now, I'll be live at the stadium. Obviously, I'm going to be there, State Farm Stadium, after the game ends. I like the stadium there, actually, a lot. If you haven't been to Arizona, you should come down. The Chapters are incredible here. It's a really good sports town as far as where all the bars and stuff are next to the facility, which is cool. It's just, it's easy. It's fun. It's not cold. I like it. That's why we do Arizona every year. And even in the down year, that's what's crazy. I think we're going to have like 300 people there at our party today. So, which is just crazy. And it's a testament to this fan base. It's a testament to who we are as the faithful. And like I say, I consider myself to be a part of that. And there's still community to build. And we're doing it with quality and quantity in a down year. For a game that doesn't matter, we're going to have 300 people come out to a 49ers rush road trip party. Are you kidding me? That's middle school John Chapman would just be tickled to death to know that this is what we are doing. And I give all the credit to you guys. Thank you. When you show up, you participate in the chat, you download on Spotify, you download on iTunes, Instagram, you know, Twitter, wherever. You guys are the reason why I get to do this amazing job, and I'm so thankful. And even in a year that sucked, I'm ready for this season to be over, but we still got work to do. And I hope you come out in the next couple of days. And if you see me out, please come up and introduce yourself. It means the world to me. Y'all know my red cheek face. I need to get to know you guys personally. So just come up and just say hi, introduce yourself if you don't mind. I'd like to thank you for allowing me to have this chance to do this. Anyway, y'all are the best. Let's go. I hope the Niners win. Damn draft position. We'll deal with that later. I want to win the damn game. Let's go. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.